welcome everybody to the podcast of Ice and Fire. This week we are down a few members. Real life happens. Ben got a tree on his house, apparently. He's in Missouri. I think that's what we decided on. We're going with Missouri. But anyway, he texted Amin a while ago saying he got a tree on his house back when all those storms were going on. I'm in Iowa, if anybody remembers, and I'm about 10 or 15 minutes from Des Moines, depending on the traffic. And yeah, we got flooded. I didn't get flooded, but Des Moines just about got flooded. Chris said he has an emergency, that he's not going to be here tonight. And Mimi is still in the Far East, somewhere in Asia. I think she was in China again last time I talked to her.
I thought she was in Mongolia.
I don't know. I mean, she's been all over the place. I've been talking to her a lot. She's been in, like, Korea. I hope it's South Korea. She just said Korea. China.
I kind of thought she was going all over
Asia. I know she went to Mongolia for a while. But anyway, like I said, we're down people. So this is Aaron for this episode.
This is Ashley 1.
And this is Ashley 2.
And that's everybody. Woo! We have a little bit of news. Most of you have probably heard about it because it's pretty big news in the world of Song of Ice and Fire. George R.R. Martin didn't make his end of June deadline for finishing Dance of Dragons, so he decided the best course of action was to go to Europe and take a vacation.
For what, 2 months?
Until August. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's really not a lot to discuss, I'm sure. You know, you can't do anything about it, but I guess I'm kind of annoyed because the guy has so many side projects going. Like, I know he does a lot of work on that Wild Cards comic, and I don't think it has, I don't know. I don't know anything about it, and I don't know. Maybe I'm going to make somebody mad that's a fan of it, but I don't think there's a very big following, at least not as nearly as big as Ice and Fire, so I guess that's just kind of annoying that he didn't do that. Do you guys have anything to add?
Well, I read the message boards. I laugh and giggle. I read these threads, you know, all the people who are annoyed at the fact that it's not finished and the ones who get mad, and there's the defenders that come racing to, you know, his defense, being like, oh, you don't know shit about what he's doing. He doesn't spend enough time on it. And it's just funny watching the drama, but, you know, you can't help but be annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, the people who actually go out, like, on his live journal and abuse him, saying, you know, like, what are you doing posting on live journal? You should be writing your book. Those people, I think, are crazy.
Well, you know, his last entry in his live journal, he disabled the comments.
I don't
when
believe
he told him that he wasn't finished. He disabled the comments.
Wow. I am annoyed, but I'm not going to go, you know, like, ridicule the man for not putting it out. Those people, I think, go a little bit too beyond.
Yeah, I mean, I'm annoyed, but if delaying
on LiveJournal about it.
Yeah, if delaying it and, you know, taking longer gets a better book, I'd rather him take longer and just take his time. And I mean, other than being overweight, I mean, the guy really doesn't have any health problems as far as I know. So all this stuff about like killing over before it's finished, I don't know. I think that's going a little overboard.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to pull a Robert Jordan on us anytime soon. At least he's not planning on it.
Yeah. But yeah, this actually came up in the IRC channel. And I kind of brought up that, you know, after Dance of Dragons 2, the story should be mostly downhill. I mean, there shouldn't be a lot of build-up anymore. It should be, like, a lot of resolution after Dance of Dragons, so The next book could come out fairly quickly compared to Dance of Dragons, you know?
I'm really hoping that A Feast for Crows, The Dance of Dragons, was his kind of, you know, how do I fix this 5-year fuck-up that I made? And then after that, he's back to his, you know, storyline and, you know, putting out a book every 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I am kind of annoyed. I mean, when you look at it, it is, you know, two halves of one book, and this one book has been, what, 8 years now? It does get frustrating. I can understand why people are pissed off, because, yeah, that's 8 years is a little bit too long.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand you wanting to do something else to get your mind off it, but 8 years? No.
And then the most hardcore people are going to have waited 8 years, and then they're going to finish the book in, like, 2 days, and then they're going to have to wait another 2 or 3 years, at least, you know?
Okay, I'm probably going to get a lot of slack for this, but I'm a big fan of fan fiction, and the fact that it's not allowed in this universe really bothers me a lot. Like, I can get into rants. I'm not going to go into that now, because I know Mimi has this no fan fiction policy. But, like, it gives you something to do in between waits. And we don't have anything to tide us over. Like, we just have to wait.
Yeah,
and wait.
That's a good point.
It kind of stunts the fandom activity.
We don't even have this on our little... Yeah, we literally came up with this episode in about 5 minutes, right? But that's a good point. What have you guys been doing while you've been waiting? I'm curious.
Well, I started reading Greg Keyes' series. I heard that it was called Martin Light, and so I read it. It wasn't too bad, but it wasn't Martin, so, you know. I mean, nothing's going to be Martin after.
Yeah,
It wasn't too bad, so if you guys want to read something, you know, you might want to check that out.
I got started on Stephen King's The Dark Tower series. I had never read it before. It's really good. I actually just got the last
three. How many books in are you?
I just started the fifth book today. I just got the last three in the mail today. But I've been really enjoying them so far. If you haven't read those, pick those up. They're really good. They're definitely not like Stephen King horror or anything. But they're really cool, like, post-apocalyptic Western sci-fi awesomeness, if you've never heard of the series. Anyway, Ashley, Juana, are you doing anything?
I read the Westerosi boards a lot. So a while ago, I started reading, what is it, The Prince of Nothing? Is that the series or the book title? It's that series, anyways.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I've been having trouble getting into the first book, but I keep hearing all these recommendations that, you know, like, once you get past the halfway point, it gets really good, so I'm hoping for that. I started it a few months ago, and I keep putting it down because the first half was really, really slow, and it kind of makes you want to stab yourself in the head. But there's always high expectations, so I want to eventually get through that first half to the rest of the goodness, because I hear a lot of people really liking it. I'm also a Harry Potter nerd. I am a huge Harry Potter nerd. I am very active in the Wizard Rock community, which is music for Harry Potter. So yes, feel free to laugh at me. I get that a lot. My friends think I'm insane. But I'm kind of active in that, too. So that kind of holds over my fandom activities.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, I guess moving on. In other Ice and Fire news and happenings. Ashley, one, you're the one that brought this up, right? Yeah. There's this pretty awesome map. It's kind of this cartoony sort of map rendition of the entire world of Ice and Fire. We'll put a link up on that when we post this episode, but it looks really cool when you go to click the link. I haven't looked at it very long. I haven't seen this until Ashley showed it to us. But there's all these cutesy little animals. Let's see, there's a shark and what looks like a raptor. I don't know if that's actually an Ice and Fire, but hey, it's a raptor. That's awesome.
It's other-in-law. I actually think he posts on Westerosi, so.
That's what I was just going to ask him.
Yeah. So,
he's got some really cool maps that were just posted on the Live Journal.
And
I clicked them and I'm like, whoa, these are really cute.
Yeah, they are pretty awesome. And while the animals, I don't think, are very accurate, the land, I mean, it looks fairly accurate. I mean, I can't remember if there was much of a map outside of Westeros, but it looks like everything is there. You have Valyria and, oh crap, help me out here. I mean, basically everything there. So, yeah.
Everything that's been revealed to us anyways.
Actually, yeah.
That's something I am waiting for whenever his fan book gets out or whatever it is. I want maps. I really want
the world map.
It drives me insane. I want the map.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to have an idea of where everything is.
And okay, there's Westeros and there's Southeros. And people have said it's not Easteros, but I'm like, well, what the hell is it? I'm calling it Easteros. You have Southeros and Westeros, it's Easteros.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, they're pretty cool. Check those out. And I guess this last part, like we said, we threw this episode together in about 5 minutes. And because there's only three of us, we didn't really want to get into any deep discussion, just because, you know, we like to have more people. I'm sure fans comment all the time on our blog how they're always, like, yelling at the screen that they wish we would say more. So we'd just like to have more people while we are recording so that we have a kind of a larger pool to gather opinions and knowledge from, even if our knowledge is apparently frequently wrong. Yeah. I think the last thing for our mini episode we came on, it was kind of bringing Song of Ice and Ire into the real world. I had kind of thought about this. The Hound has this fear of fire, and you know, it's a little bit justified because of how he was disfigured and all as a kid. But I mean, that was a long time ago. At this point, he shouldn't really freak out from seeing like torches and a brush fire or something. But what are our podcasters' irrational fears? We talked a little bit about this before we started. Let's see, one of mine, it's not really like a deep-seated fear where I'm like having a panic attack or something, but I get shocked pretty frequently, so I hesitate before I touch anything metal around my house, or especially for some reason my car door. The car doors shock me a lot. I don't know why. So I usually like hesitate, or if I have long sleeves on, I'll actually pull my sleeves down over my hand and open like the car door or something.
Need some static guard.
Yeah, some, I don't know. And then, I don't know, my other one, I guess, is, like, I fear of falling. I don't have a fear of heights. Like I said, I can get on a plane, and I'll be fine. Like, I could be a mile off the ground, but I know a plane, in general, isn't just going to fall out of the air. But if I'm, like, on a ladder, or if I'm by even like a staircase railing, like on a flight of stairs, I will go as far away from the edge of the railing as I can most of the time, just because I don't know. I blame my brother, actually. He pushed me out of our unfinished treehouse when I was like 5. Yeah, so that was a fun experience. But what are your guys' irrational fears? I'm talking too much.
My biggest one is, and the weirdest, is I hate telephones. Like, I don't think it's really I guess it is a fear, because I will go to extreme lengths to avoid using a telephone. I will use them. I can phone my friends or people I know, but I hate answering the phone. I hate phoning strangers. I just can't do it. I am, you know, in general, a shy person, but for some reason, I would much rather be face-to-face with someone than trying to speak over a phone. And, like, I have walked, like, over half an hour to talk to someone rather than use the phone. I have turned down a promotion at work to go into customer service because I do not want to have to answer phones then.
Wow.
I just really hate phones. I hate them. They're the devil. I hate phones.
For some reason...
I can talk over Skype easier than I can talk over...
For some reason, I hate ordering pizza, but that's about the extent of my earphones.
I'd rather stand on the corner trying to find a taxi than call one. I will do that. I'll walk 10 minutes to the street corner where there's actually traffic and stand out there for, like, whatever long to get a taxi rather than call them.
That's funny. Anything else from you, Ashley? One?
The only other thing that is, you know, not really as funny or interesting is, you know, I hate bridges. I just really don't like bridges. In Canada, there's this huge bridge that goes over part of Lake Ontario that you have to go to if you want to go to Niagara Falls. I despise it with a passion. I always feel like the wind's going to blow me off. I don't know. That's not as funny or interesting, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ashley, too? Anything?
Yeah, I don't like dolls. They really freak me out. they really freak me out. Because if you stare at them too long, like, your eyes play tricks on you, and you totally think that they're, you know, like, blinking and stuff, you know? Like, I can't handle that. And, I can't go up and knock on a door. You know, it's kind of like Ashley's telephone fear, only I'll call the person and tell them I'm there so they can come open the door for me. Because I can't go up there and knock, and I can't go up there and just walk in. It doesn't matter who's there or who's not there. I can't do it. It's like I have to have someone walk with me. I don't know why.
That's pretty irrational. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, this episode's about 15 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was kind of our plan anyway.
I'm staring at this map of Westeros, and I'm thinking, is this place, like, flat, or is it round? Because you have the southern place, which is cold, or warm. Mm-hmm. You have the northern place, which is warm. And then you have this whole eastern continent, which I'm calling Easteros, and I don't care who's it. But it's like, if you go one way, do you get to the other? Eventually? Or is there, like, a ginormous ocean in between?
I don't know.
I'm just looking at this thing, I'm like... Where the hell does it go?
I guess we need an official map.
We need a proper map.
It's another thing. I don't know.
I think George R. R. Martin actually said that the planet is, like, larger than Earth.
Wow.
Like, so there's gotta be more to it.
Maybe that's something he can do while he's on vacation. Is make us a map. If he's not writing, I mean, come on, draw a map, dude.
I think he's got the map done, he's just not giving it to us.
Oh, we're not good enough for that.
It's going to be in that book whenever it comes out, sometime after this other book that we're waiting for comes out, you know, in like 10 years.
Well, in Dance, isn't he going to release the map of where Danny's at? Isn't that what the plan is?
Is it going to be like the city she's in? Or like?
No, I thought it was like that whole continent, I thought.
Is it going to be the entire continent or, like, just the half of the free cities? Because it's a pretty damn big continent from everything.
Right, I don't know.
I don't know.
I want a map. Like, we got the map of Valyria, and I'm like, this is cool, but what the hell does this have to do with the story? Because it's not really anywhere we've been.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a lot of trouble trying to figure out where the hell it fit into everything. And everything's just a pain in the ass. Yeah, I need a map.
Okay, so...
That's my little rambling trying to make the episode longer.
So I guess that's it for this episode, Ben. Let's thank you for listening to the podcast. Sorry for this mini-episode if you were awaiting something deeply profound or anything. Hopefully that'll come in short order. I think the plan is we're going to do What If Episode 2... next, which we were going to be recording, but as we said, stuff comes up. That's life. So anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
I wonder when we're going to do the second Prophecies one, because that first one was really short. And
That's going to be on the agenda, too. More Prophecies.
I think we all decided that we actually hate that topic after that.
So yeah, anyway... keep listening. Drop by the IRC chat room if you haven't done that. And we'll...
Do we have a chat room?
Yes, we do.
Is it like a email thing?
No, it's an actual chat room.
Does anyone ever go in?
There are people there. Let me Google it real fast, and I can give you the instructions right now how to get on the chat room.
I had no idea we had a chat room.
Shows how much you didn't get the email?
I don't really read those
emails. Ashley is a terrific podcaster.
I was like, when are we recording next? Okay, I'll be there. Maybe.
I actually did update. I put the address in, but I didn't really say how to, if you're not familiar with IRC, how to get to it. So if anybody's not familiar with it, and this is, I mean, you don't have to be like a huge fan for the podcast, you know, it's not like always ice and fire all the time. There's certainly more discussion that goes on in there than just ice and fire. But anyway, just if you don't have an IRC client, feel free to go to Google and type in SYNIRC, all one word, SYNIRC, and just click the first link. That'll take you to SYNIRC's website. Click web chat on the left-hand panel there. It's under the main. This will bring you to a... And I can't see it because apparently Internet Explorer is not letting me. But it'll bring you to a page with a like a Java or a Flash client. I forget what it is. It'll ask you for your guest name. You can either leave it as the default, which is last time I looked, it's like guests and a bunch of random numbers. And then down in the channel name, put pound ice and fire. And that's it. You just click connect, and you will be in our chat room. And it's that easy. Yeah.
Real easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a huge nerd. But yeah. Otherwise, you can Google for a actual client. You can use MIRC, Hydra IRC, XChat. There's dozens of IRC clients. And each of them, I'm sure, has their own instructions. But you can figure it out. But anyway, yeah. Is that it for everything?
I wasn't sure if Mimi, I called her Nini, if Mimi would kill me for suggesting this or not without clearing it with her first, but if we possibly did an art topic one day, probably wouldn't be enough to fill an entire episode, but... I'm just talking about our favorite fan.
Yeah, we talked about that too. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We could do it. I think we could do it.
I don't see why we wouldn't be able to. I mean, we did the cover art episode. Yeah.
So yeah.
It would be definitely something people would. I would love for people to send in suggestions or, you know, links to their favorite artists and whatnot, because I'm sure I haven't seen it all.
Sure. So you heard Ashley. I guess we need more art. So if you have a favorite fan artist for Ice and Fire, go ahead and send us links on the comment board or email it to us. Our email is on the podcast website. Send us any sort of comments you have and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening to the podcast.